Welcome to the Suburban Boys Show. Welcome. Who cut the fucking heat on? Hold on, bro. Someone cut the fucking heat on.
Hot as hell in here.
First topic. Topiquitos. First, we got...
No jumper update.
I'm going to let you present it. I'm going to let you give the update. Yes. For anybody that hasn't watched it, we're about to give you an update on everything that happened and the stuff that happened over the weekend while we was not here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
as we all know, you know, we talked about this last time. AD, Duno, T-Rail, and Smack have all officially quit No Jumper.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, they all came out with their different statements. Duno made a whole video about it, a solo video. T-Rail spoke about it. AD spoke about it.
Well, I don't think we're not going to respond to those videos because we would be here way too long trying to respond to those videos.
I will sum it up, basically. They didn't feel like he took them serious. He didn't respect them. He never cut them any favors.
No, he didn't.
They basically wasn't really fucking with him. But, you know, it's all love. You know, they said it's all business. They have no personal problems. They appreciate No Jumper for giving them the platform to even, you know, have their own followings.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess I'm very proud of them, though, for trying to start their own thing. I know the Fig Muni niggas have 2 sold out shows.
Community.
Yeah, you know, maybe one day we'll have 2 sold out shows.
But the interesting part wasn't with the Community or Fig Muni or anything. They didn't say anything crazy, salacious. They didn't get anything. The interesting part was the Adam 22 pedo allegations. Yes. Oh my God. Adam 22.
I've been heard of these before.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're coming more to the forefront, though. Because even Lil Pump spoke on it.
Whoa.
He did.
I didn't see the Lil Pump thing. That would have been nice for you to tell me that.
When I was like 16, Adam was finessing girls who are my age.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what he said,
And he used to go on tour with Lil Pump.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. Can we get that video up? Yeah, that would be lovely if we get that video. Wait. So Lil Pump, look, now you would go to Y.
I didn't know you didn't know that.
Now you would go to Y, and then now you bring the video up.
He probably already pasted the video.
Oh, now we're calling them pedo 22.
The Final Four is in Houston this year?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, how much are tickets?
Final Four? Do Lil Pump talking about Adam 22. Lil Pump, Adam 22.
You said we get a ladder try sneaking at her?
That would do it for a video. Lil Pump talks about Adam 22. Pedo. No, that's not it. That's 9 months ago. Oh, right there.
This one?
No, it's Milky TV.
Oh. Now let's go. We got another reaction video. Now, I don't know if this is...
Fast forward this shit. Find it where Lil Pump talks.
Or he just talks chasing the situation, no,
go back.
Whoa. Live,
right there.
Everybody, bro. Now, let me tell you something.
Keep going. This nigga talking too much.
Why are you going backwards?
No, go forward.
I was underage, so how you going to fuck the same girls that I was fucking when I was 16.
Whoa.
Yes way.
Whoa, I know he did not just
did you press reaction?
Say that low. Say what I've been telling everybody, bro. Now let me tell you something. When I first found out that he even went on tour with Lil Pump, my first thoughts was like, whoa. Why is this grown man going on tour with a little 16 kid, year old?
Oh,
like,
I never even thought about that either. I never put those two and two together.
They're like, oh, bro, why are you tripping about him going on tour with a little Pump? So
this man, Milky, is milking this goddamn Adam 22 situation.
Bro, this is the way he's going on tour with this little kid. Look like he's riding in the same van as him. Sleeping in the same hotel.
Wait, go back. See where his face starts moving.
So if Lil Pump fast forward. He's a star with all his
right there.
Yes, way. So I ain't say shit, but just so y'all know, y'all know now. I was 16. Fucking girls my age, right? Adam was fucking girls that was the same age as me when I was 16. Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Bro, that's crazy.
You are a straight pedo.
What is this music?
What is the music? That's not us, bro. That's not us.
What is this music?
I don't know what this thing editing techniques is.
I'm about to hear elevated music in the background.
Dude, why? This sounds like cinematic shit. No, no, don't fast forward. I want to.
But anyways, so.
Yeah, that's the basis of the video.
Yeah, that's the basis of it. I'm shocked you didn't
see this. Hit minus. I didn't see this. Hit minus. Yeah.
And then I have no problem with Adam getting exposed personally. Yeah. The only problem I have with this is, why did Lil Pump wait so long to speak up about this?
I mean, you got to do it when it's hot, though. You know, if you say it when he's not hot, you know.
That's crazy, because this was happened years ago.
No, that's insane. That's not crazy, dog. That's insane. That this man was on tour and I mean, I don't, you know, Lil Pump is not the really most reputable source in the world.
I mean, no, I wouldn't trust his opinion 100%, but it is very suspicious that a grown man did go on tour with a 16-year-old.
And he went on a tour with Lil Xan, too, when he was younger, like 16, 17. He did love going on tour. He did go on tour with Lil Xan when he was younger. Bro, I never put two and two together on why this 27-year-old man was on tour with a 16-year-old, but I get it now. It all adds up. If you take that, if you take the tweet and you take him grooming a 16-year-old, okay, we got. I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't move past
from like here to here.
No, because I didn't even know about the Lil Pump thing. We could have led with the Lil Pump thing. The nigga been on tour with him.
I thought it was one of the topics. I thought it was in the videos you had.
I didn't have that. I didn't know that existed. That's why, you know, we gotta do a better job at our meetings. Lack of SB communication. Yeah, the communication is off. Ooh, damn, this kind of hit, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you, this kind of threw me off.
Shit getting serious now.
Shit's getting big, because these are real allegations now. Because we had never heard a 16-year-old come out and say, we had never heard a 16-year-old come out and actually say, like,
actually, like, was cool with Adam, yeah, like, actually come out and say anything.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, so with this, they also had the Adam had claimed that he shot at a 16-year-old,
when he was like 19, I think.
No, 23. He was 23. He shot at a 16-year-old when he was 23. When he shot at this 16-year-old, he found out her age. He said a couple people in his community had slept with her. He found out her age and stopped talking to her until she turned 18. Now, this brings up one of the first conversations I wanted to have.
That's good.
This is where I wanted to go with. This is where I want to ask all y'all. I want to ask the community, the community, because I'm a Crip now. this is what I wanted to ask about. Before we get into Pedal 22, before we dive deep into Pedal 22 and all of the Pedal 22 allegations, because that's a whole thing within itself. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about waiting? The weight game.
Oh, red shirting?
you call that shit red shirting?
Red shirting the cat?
Yeah. How do you feel like letting the pussy marinate for 2 years?
That's a long time of waiting. Yo, that's the waiting game. 2 years?
Yo, this
that's the waiting game. I don't know how I would do that. That's a wait. 2 years. So one, you gotta remember that. You gotta like remember in 2 years that, oh, she was 16, now she's 18. I don't think I can do that. No.
To be fair to Adam, he claims
red shirting is crazy.
Yo, calling it red shirting is fucking hilarious. I've never heard of red shirting. Yeah. He is red shirting the cat. That is very accurate. That is exactly what he's doing. I can't put it in any better way than he is red shirt. He's letting it sit out for a little bit, you know, allowing it to mature, become stronger, you know what I'm saying? Before it can get into the game, you know? And if you do that, you are a weirdo.
You are a weirdo.
I think you might be on the same level as a...
technically not illegal.
Technically not illegal. No.
But it is weird behavior.
Society-wise... Wrong. Definitely wrong. Definitely not right. Definitely not the thing you need to be doing when you are 24, 25 years old. You don't need to be
waiting for a 16-year-old to turn 18. No. No.
If you do wait for a 16-year-old to turn 18, I think you should be, and you are a public figure.
Mm. You definitely get a side eye like.
No. I think you should be criticized. How do I say this? I think all the criticisms are very valid.
You're a level below a pedophile.
Ooh, you're a pedo light.
You are.
He's a pedo light.
But you're close.
He's P light. Yeah. He's P light. Like, he didn't all the way dip his toe in the P.
No.
He's a legal P. That's what you are.
I think he said a legal P.
You're a legal P. That's exactly what you are. You're right. You're the. Ooh, I was gonna say better. That's a bad word to say with this conversation.
P adjacent. Yes.
You're like, okay, like you're not the deluxe album, but you're like the first part of the album. Yeah,
you're the first part. Mm-hmm. You're like part one. But you didn't get to part two.
No. You're not the part where you should be prosecuted. Because technically, you can't really be prosecuted.
But the public should judge you.
But the public should look at you almost at the same level as a peep.
Yes, because I will judge you.
I'm not going to lie, Adam. Now you're pedo 22 now. I don't know you by anything but pedo 22.
Look at chat,
man. Let's take a look at what chat's talking about. Let's take a look at what chat. This man crazy, bro. This man really was waiting on the pussy. Mm. And they had a relationship with it. Okay, go to Y. And then press Safari on the bottom. Yeah, I told you it was a lot.
I get it.
Yeah. Read the chat. You can read the chat.
Oh, they're talking about pedo adjacent, Lego P, pushing P.
No, scroll up. Because it start off where we stopped at.
His wife is a corn star.
His wife is a corn star.
He did cuff a corn star. Actually, you know, he broke a lot of rules.
Okay.
He cuffed the corn star. Mm. He cuffed the shot. He slipped one of his homies. Mm. And he red-shirted Cat.
No, start at the right where we finished starting. Go up. No, go up.
Adam is quite an individual, man.
Dude, interesting human being. Where does it start at? He want to be gay thugs. Bro, you're going to get DMs. Oh, okay. No. Restart.
Oh, Sneak Man found pump the pump only version.
Right there. Right up. What up, 4Yams? What's poppin'?
You need to hire me for info for real. Now, Sneak can be finding these videos fast.
Nah, Sneak is...
That was a joke.
Okay, yeah. You can read them now.
Apparently, the girl was in Canada. She didn't know it was illegal because the age of consent there is 16. Still creepy, but he might not have to fight this legally.
Oh, no.
Red shirting is crazy. Yeah, that's weird. Still fuck pedo 22.
Our chat hates Adam.
Pedo adjacent.
And Button too.
Lego P, pushing CP. P, Blair. I can't read that.
A smart pedo.
I don't know what you're saying.
A smart pedo is funny. That's a funny term.
What? That's pedo 22.
Yeah, bro. I thought Suge Knight was going to hit. Suge Knight didn't hit like I thought Suge Knight was going to hit.
His wife, not a corn star. Nah,
him and Jared Farr from Subway on the same level to me. I cannot read. Fuck.
Button, all my homies hate Button.
That's hilarious. Wait, Odesh, what's good, nigga?
What's up?
Hey!
New follower in the cut.
Shout out to 4Yams for the follow. Stop playing with us, pimp. We going all the way up this year.
Where did y'all see that?
Huh? You can see. Look, you see where it says 4Yams followed you?
This minute?
Where?
No, at the top left. It says it on your screen right now, too.
Yes. Tap into the Discord. I encourage every new follower to tap into the Discord. It should be pinned.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about the red shirting situation.
Yeah.
Okay, press minus now. Damn,
is there any media outlet who isn't a creep?
Is there any media outlet that isn't a creep? Oh, wow.
Everyone has all flaw. Academics is a drunk weirdo. Fresh and Fit be getting exposed. Sneeko's a weirdo. Aiden's a weirdo.
Ooh, SB the only non-weirdos?
We're close.
And Aiden's not media. Aiden's a streamer. That's a different thing. Aiden's not streaming media. Aiden's just a streamer. Like that's yeah. He's not a thought leader. He doesn't do anything in the media. I mean, he's a. How do you say this?
They say Vlad is a snitch.
Vlad is the media. Vlad is the news. Yeah. Well, Vlad is not weird.
Button's a hater.
Button is a hater.
You pretty weird, not gonna lie.
You is pretty weird. I don't have no allegations though. Stop playing with me, Pip.
Who else? Yeah, they all have some flaws. They're all pretty weird.
I'm trying to think of a
media. Charlemagne.
No, Charlemagne might be the weirdest on the list.
Yes.
Charlemagne might be the most special and the weirdest on the list. I like this question. Is there anybody in the media that's not a weirdo? I think to be in this, you have to be a certain level of weirdo because you got to be entertaining for such a long period of time. I don't think a regular person could do that. Honestly, personally speaking. I think like if you, I mean, Are you talking about weirdo as in like pedo? Because all of them do have pedo allegations.
Yeah, what kind of
that weird? Is also that very is, weird.
That is crazy. They all do have pedo allegations.
All have pedo allegations. Academics has the we used to wait on 17-year-olds clip.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have pedo allegations.
He just has every other allegation. He has every other allegation.
Boy, do he be fucking with some baddies.
He has the beating allegation.
Yes.
The dog smashing allegation.
Yes.
He has every other allegation.
Yes, he has every other allegation, but he does not have pedo allegations.
No.
I think Budden is, if you're talking weirdos like is in pedo, Budden is the only one who doesn't have pedo allegations. Budden and Vlad.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Vlad sleeping with an underage girl.
Oh, never, no.
Yeah, that would be the only two that didn't have those type of allegations. But as in terms of like, is a weird human? Yeah, bro, ain't nobody in this game that ain't a weird person, bro. Not really in this game.
You can't really be ordinary, nah.
I'm trying to, bro, I mean, if you even look at all this, there's only two normal streamers, and one of them is really not that normal. Because Bruce is not that normal, if we're going to be honest.
No.
Bruce is pretty weird. Duke is the only normal streamer. Like, the only normal.
Agent is weird.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a normal streamer, bro. Oops.
You can't really be normal to have that mentality.
Yeah. It's not a very normal thing to do. All right.
SB's my only source of info.
Okay. See, like, if we're going back and forth, like back and forth where it's like too much to keep up, then just press Y and just leave it like right there for a little bit. Okay. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And then like when like he goes into like a monologue or if he's saying something like that,
then I'll switch it back.
Then switch it. But also like if it's not like back and forth, then just try to switch it as much as possible. I like what you're doing though. You're doing good. You're doing good. Nigga. You're doing good. Look, we trying, y'all. We trying to up the production in this motherfucker, man. Wait, why did it go all the way to the thing? Hold on. It fucked up. Hold on.
It fucked up.
I can't believe the blood is on my shirt.
These are some shit headphones. I will never lie.
They're uncomfortable.
You're not entertaining if you're not weird.
I think that's a good. Oh, I don't want to go on a tangent, but I think that's a really good point. Like to be entertaining for like 2-3 hours, you have to be a certain. Like Andrew is weird. Andrew's more normal than most of them, but Andrew from Flagrant is weird. Yeah. I don't know how Duke is normal and entertains that many people. To me, watching this shit is boring. It is personally.
Boring. So yeah, it is boring.
Personally, he's boring to me.
They just think he's cool, I guess.
And they just watch the stream?
Yeah.
Like, Duke had a shirtless nigga cut his hair last week Monday.
That was Bruce.
Bruce had a shirtless nigga. Like, that nigga is weird. But he's on the more towards the normal side than the other ones.
That shit was mad sus. That video, that shit was mad sus.
If you watch that, hold on. That shit
was very sus.
If you watch that, hold on. That was very, very, very sus. Back to, look, y'all know we gonna go off on a whole goddamn thing, man. Back to the.
What about Aiden? Come on.
Aiden has someone piss on his sister for $10,000. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say. Oh, no, he didn't pee. He had a double bucket of water. He wanted somebody to piss on his sister. What about speed?
Come on.
Y'all, this is proving my point. This is proving exactly what I was trying to say. To be in this game, you gotta be a weirdo.
Or super cool.
Even the super cool don't really work. I'm trying to think of anybody else besides Duke where it worked. No weird homo shit, but like not look up, but that nigga is cool as hell. Like, I go, damn. Duke is cool as hell. Mm-hmm. There's no one else in this game that I go, damn, he's cool as hell.
Nah. Talking about Duke Dennis?
Yeah.
I knew y'all talking about him. Yeah, he cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas objectively look at Duke and go, damn.
What about y'all?
No. Hell no. Nigga, we have anime in the background and sit here and cry about politics for half an hour. No,
this is not regular cool behavior.
No, nigga, we gonna end up getting on a history tangent in like fucking 20 minutes. Oh, yeah, we got the next one.
Huh? Right now?
Yeah, I think we do it. Well, yeah. Damn, we gotta figure out how to balance this shit, dog. We trying to balance the tangents in the fucking...
Topics.
In the topics, bro. It's actually pretty hard because we didn't even get to the other half of the... We're gonna get to the other half of the No Jumper allegations, and then we're gonna go to Gunna leaving YSL.
Yes.
Yeah. So next up, Adam. Okay, so Adam had this to say about the pedo allegations. Press on the No Jump. Press reactions. All right, and then press the final No Jumper update. Oh no, the one that says start at 44. Mm. No, that's the pedo one.
How do I go back?
Change. Go back. No. Press minus.
Yeah.
And then press the.
This one.
And then start at 44 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it says. Start at.
Shout out to everybody out in the world. This is.
A
rival. So I asked.
This is from the AMP.
Press full screen.
On this.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Joe Budden, Adam 22.
So I asked her, "Can I stay with you?" And she says yes. So I go and I stay at her mom's house with her. She is 19 at this time, and I believe that that would have meant that I was 25.
Crazy. And that's crazy.
After that, we dated for a couple months.
I think she was 18.
And it didn't work out. Super short version. And so I really, you know, I resent this narrative that people love pushing, claiming that I slept with this girl when she was underage. It's just like 100% not true. I didn't even meet her. I didn't shake her hand until she was of age.
No, you redshirted.
So that's the most important thing I want to communicate to you in this whole thing, is that this isn't a thing where this rumor's out there about me and I'm embarrassed or whatever. No, it's like it didn't happen. Like, I did not meet this girl besides a brief phone call until she was of age. And I've said this. I said this on Academics' stream in 2018. I said it on Vlad's platform soon after that. But, you know, I feel like this is an important distinction, because if you want to smear me as somebody who's just down to hook up with an underage person, it really doesn't hold up, because I would hope that, like anybody, if you somehow ended up in that position of being on the phone with somebody, which, granted, it's embarrassing that the phone call even happened in the first place, right? But I did not pursue anything after that, and this girl does not claim that I did. You know, if that was the case, it would have been probably reported in the media and everything, which it
wasn't. She does claim that you are
worried. The whole thing that leads people to believe that is that there's an old blog post where I talked about the whole relationship with that girl, and I kind of like made a joke out of it at the time about the fact, and this is 2008 that I think I wrote about it. I made a joke about the fact that I, you know, had been pretty interested in her before I realized that she was underage, right? So that's where a lot of the jokes come from. But nobody ever includes the next paragraph where I say, but she was underage, so I immediately ceased communication with her, which to me is the probably one of the most important details in this, right?
Did you call that serendipity?
Well, the fact that I ended up in her exact city,
yo, Adam's so weird, bro.
Serendipity has probably too much of a positive context, but
Adam, holy shit.
It's just murder.
That nigga laughed.
You have a publicist.
All right, pause it. Yeah, so. All right, go to Y. Yeah. Oh, press minus. Yeah, just press minus now. Yo, that's fucking crazy. Hot take, I think he moved to the city. If you read the blog post of how interested he was in that girl, I don't think it was a coincidence.
So he claimed they dated when she was 19, he was 25, but he only had a phone call with her before she was of age.
And then so happened to meet up with her in a big, I think they was in New York, in a big ass city like New York.
But the chances that happened and we just stopped talking and you meet her again in the function a few years later is very, very low.
He's lying.
It's very, very
low. He's lying. Nope. He's lying. Now, 25, 19, not the worst age difference ever. Like, that's not that bad. I think the problem is that he waited, and I don't even think she was 19, to be honest. Like, if we're going to be keeping a full bean in this, I don't think she was 19. I think she was 18. He waited and then hit her up, like, to reverse. Now, I was being, you know, facetious. I don't think that he moved to the city for an 18-year-old. No.
It's New York. It's probably for business too.
Yeah.
She might have been a factor though.
That's what I'm saying, yo. Yeah. Niggas would look at their lineup and see what, and I think he's like one of the type of people to like see his potential lineup. I think he saw that she was potentially gonna be there. Pulled up. You know what I'm saying? Pulled up. What mad at it? What mad that she was also in the city too? You know what I'm saying?
Just a bonus, I guess. Damn, this is crazy.
Yeah, he didn't. It didn't like this he's is trying
crazy.
To, he just refuses to apologize, and that's the problem. Like that's at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Like majority of his problems happening, just be like, hey, that didn't happen. It happened like this. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that it looks like I moved here, but I didn't.
Shit, he got new allegations to respond to,
dude.
He has a little puncture now. He got to address.
Now
was you on the tour with him sleep with 16 year olds? Like he has other allegations now. That's not it.
Now
it's getting worse.
It's starting to rack up. Let's see what Chad's saying about this before we go to the next topic.
Final thoughts and opinions?
Final thoughts. No. Keep the notes up. Just click. Okay, click Safari? Notes. Notes is the right there.
Yeah.
All right, just click the Safari now. I'm gonna make it a button.
Yeah.
Here we go. What about? Oh no! Scroll up, because we're gonna respond to the earlier ones. Yeah, you can read them.
Adams.
Stewart. No, start with damn y'all right.
25 to 19. It could have been worse.
Oh, start up here.
Start up at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
25 to 19. I mean it honestly.
No. Start up at the top. You see what the top? Like where it says, "Can I get a drop?" Can I get a drop? It's hilarious.
Oh, is that Urban? Oh, up there. What's that, Urban?
Yeah. Urban. What's up, Odesh? I mean, Maddie and this bitch. What's popping, Maddie?
Not just pedo. Damn, y'all right. We need a code word for the P word.
I like that. What would be our code word?
SB, my only source for info now. You're not entertaining if you're not weird. What about Aiden?
Yeah, weirdo.
Even if you're kind of weird, how hard is it to be a good person? It feels like anyone I kind of look up to is sus or a danger to himself or society.
Ooh, hold on. Let's break that. Let's
an old man, but he got Riz. What about speed?
Duke is an old man.
What about speed?
Speed is Jadeon and speed are both to my point.
Talk about speed.
Jadeon on stream is actually pretty smart though. He's smarter than I thought he was. He says. Especially when Sneakle's really fucking stupid, or Jadeon smarter than I thought he was. I don't know.
Sneakle's stupid.
Okay. Could it be both? I feel like that's the problem with looking up to people though. For numbers comment, I feel like that is the problem.
Can't really idolize nobody.
Nah,
don't idolize us.
I don't think nobody was fucking idolizing us. No. I don't think nobody was looking up to us.
You don't think 14-year-olds is gonna be have like our posters in their room? Like I want to be like them niggas when I grow up.
I mean, if you do. Just know I've done a lot of fuck shit in my life. You won't, and that's the thing about Adam. He doesn't lie about doing the fuck shit.
He doesn't.
That I will say, I appreciate. He's very honest.
Put
with
him on a pedestal.
Maddie
no.
Do good. Adam's still a scumbag though.
Y'all, Adam has a podcast where he smashes a guest live with his wife. It is already weird.
Plug talk. Y'all go tune in to Plug Talk.
Adam has a podcast where he smashes his guest live with his wife. It is already weird.
Hot take. I think you're not telling the whole story.
Oh, definitely not.
I wouldn't think so.
I think he definitely, her being there definitely had a factor of him moving there. New York full of birds.
Yeah, keep it a buck. He definitely not lying.
And she was a tax write-off.
She was a tax write-off.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm 17, but I started watching y'all when I was 15.
Whoa.
Y'all made me wanting to do podcasts.
Whoa.
What up, Swag? Yeah, I mean, damn, appreciate it.
Deion and Sneaker both have smooth brain capacity.
Yeah, I mean, like, everybody that comes up to us and says, like, oh, you like, maybe want to start a podcast, or, like, oh, you maybe want to start content creating, like, that's beautiful. Like,
that's cool.
That's beautiful. But don't be like, hey, I want to be like X, Y, and Z. Don't do that shit, nigga. Nigga, we only got 10 viewers, but, like, for niggas that want to be like Aiden or, like, worship Aiden or want to be like Tate and worship Tate, like, on some Sneeko shit, that shit is weird.
Don't
be like any of these people are not. These people are humans, and they've lived a human life.
They would try to become them niggas.
Yeah, it's so weird watching Sneeko try to become another man.
It is weird. It is fucking weird.
It's so weird watching
Sneeko. Especially since he's to preach about individuality and being his own person.
Especially knowing where Sneeko had come from as Sneeko. Trust me, nobody's saying I want to be cute when I grow up right now. Let's go.
You should not try to be like us. I am a broke party animal. Do not be like me.
I can't say that no more. I'm just a broke workaholic.
Sneeko fell hard.
Ooh. We talked about Sneeko's downfall so much on here, though. It's so sad. It's just so sad. Like, honestly, like no bullshit, no playing around. It's just so sad.
We've seen his demons. We're not trying to be like Q.
Have y'all seen All My Demons? I don't think they've seen All My Demons, though. No, we're not going to get deeper into my demons. Okay, we gotta go to the next one. On to the next one. Black men don't cheat. I've never cheated.
Officially.
How y'all get to the next one?
Press play.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Next up.
You didn't even spell succeed right.
Do you spell leaving anything right? Oh,
fuck. I didn't spell succeed right.
You're so illiterate. And English is your first language. Anyways, you're so illiterate.
Fuck you, nigga. Mm-hmm. Can you guard me in a one-on-one?
Can I?
Yeah. Can you guard me in a one-on-one?
Can I?
Can you hoop with me? That's the question.
Can I? I'm going to have to see.
You think I got long arms, man?
Gunna leaving YSL.
Gunna released and dropped a snippet. Did he drop the shit? He dropped a snippet where he hinted at leaving YSL. Mikey, play that whole real quick. It's under the Gunna part.
Notes.
Right under the, yeah. Got you.
Yeah, I'm with this shit, man.
I done with the cats that I found of
it. Reactions.
Yeah, there you go, nigga. All right, shit.
Can y'all
turn
hit the volume?
No, you gotta hit the volume. That's what I said. When it's a Twitter video, you gotta hit the.
Yo,
y'all telling me that shit not hard?
We need that. If he had no snitching bars, he can't have any fun.
I'm gonna move on to the team and I'm coming now.
We ain't gonna win, I'm staring here, gonna fight it out. Like fucking, let's just get these niggas all
clout.
One on for my
shit,
I just keep on
saying
these dog
clout. One more time.
Yo, this is cool. I don't breathe.
Heard
the rumors and I'm packing up and flying out.
Okay.
We ain't gonna win, I'm staying here, gonna fight it out.
Damn.
Like, fucking, let's just get
these
niggas all
clout.
One on for my
shit,
I just keep on saying
these dogs. That nigga said, fuck it, we gonna do the trial. He ain't doing no fucking trial. That nigga told on the whole team. Why he acting like he gonna go do the trial? All right, press minus and go back now. Bro, that whole sounds so press.
That sounds one. Smooth. It sounds very smooth.
What? If you can snitch and drop that fucking snitch on the whole team.
Gunna was gangbanging too hard to be snitching up. The nigga was gangbanging way too hard.
All
that shit about being a Crip and shit, all that shit went out the window.
Now he's rapping over soft beats. Now he's rapping over soft beats.
That's why Ben B unfollowed his ass. Disowned the nigga. Oh, shit. Also another Crip too.
If Gunna start dropping that shit.
I'm not gonna cap though. The 60s be having some disgraceful ass niggas. Pondo Rondo, Gunna, just some the nigga who killed Nip, just some disgraces. They said be looking bad.
They said do be down bad. They said be down horrible. they said be down horrible. If Gunna is dropping music that sounds like that, fuck it, he can tell on me. He can tell on me.
Mm-hmm. You're really on your hands and knees right now. I'm gobbling him up.
Nigga.
Where's your shame as a man?
Bro. I'm sorry that we lost Thugger, but you know how much of a shame it would have been to lose Thugger and Gunna?
I would have been okay. I would have been okay.
You know how much my playlist would have suffered? You know how much my playlist would have suffered if we would have lost Thugger and Gunna?
We would have been okay. We still got Future and Baby. I would have been all right.
They're trying to put the Rick on their ass, too.
If Future get locked up, I'm going to
Playboy Cardi.
I might cry if Future get locked up.
You might cry. You might actually shed a tear. I'm not going to lie, I cry when X died.
I might actually shed tears when Future gets locked.
Hearing these Gunna snippets. And that's not the, have you heard the ones on Twitter?
Yes.
I keep hearing these Gunna snippets. These Gunna snippets sound like he's about to drop a classic. And if he drops a classic after snitching, I think Gunna will be the first snitch to ever really succeed. I think Gunna will come across. I think Gunna will actually break the barrier of being a snitch in hip hop and actually say, I think the nigga might sell 150. I'm predicting it right here.
He's gonna sell 150.
I think he's gonna sell 150. And niggas say, they think I'm packing up my bags now. They think I'm packing up my bags now.
Nigga got stopped his head.
If he gets ran out of his hood and gets shot at, did he succeed?
Huh?
If he gets ran out of his hood and shot, did he succeed?
Who wants to be in the hood? That's the problem with you niggas. You niggas care about the hood things too much.
You're not from the hood.
That's not what I'm about to. No. Telling is cool. That's what I'm on right now.
Telling is cool.
Telling is cool.
Not when you gangbang, it's not.
No, not when you're a part civilian. Of it. Nah. You telling know. Is cool if you drop fire music. At least I'm fucking, you know, consistent with the takes. Gunna is a snitch. Gunna told. Gunna probably deserves to be locked up right now.
Gunna took the plea deal.
But if he's gonna drop.
Gunna and Woody, you know, the tell all niggas. Why? Woody was worse.
Woody was worse. Didn't even get a nigga food.
Woody was worse.
He didn't even get a deal.
Ashley told him, we're not going to give you a deal. And he said, anyways.
All right, let me keep telling.
And anyways.
I'll wear a wire for you. You're not going to get it. I'll still wear the wire. I'll just wear the wire for fun. I'll wear the wire because I like wearing wires. That's what
I'm going to set him up on the phone right now. Like, yo.
Yo, I'll go in the car.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
That shit was
that's
so
nasty.
Funny.
That's nasty. That shit was that's so. That's nasty.
Yo, all you niggas that got YSL behind your names.
Every time a gang blows up in music, a bunch of dick riders come. They think they 4K chart OTF or YSL. You niggas are not any of that shit. They niggas don't know you. You niggas are disgraceful. Fucking hands in these dick sucking ass motherfuckers.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Free young boy, nigga. Is you 4K Trey? Is you Ben 10, nigga? Like, nigga, who are you? Oh my god, they're getting weird beefing. I'm OTF. Niggas even got this shit tat on them. Like, nigga, you are a dick sucker.
Oh wow.
I gotta get it off my chest.
Keep going.
You are a dick sucker, bro. You are a dick sucker. I'm 4PF. Even Baby had to put on his Twitter. You niggas is not 4PF. Like, y'all niggas is not 4PF, y'all.
Walmart chains and shit.
Yeah, like, what is y'all niggas doing, bro?
Oh, wow.
That shit might be worse than false claiming gangs. Because y'all niggas is false claiming clicks in gangs. That shit crazy.
They say E said Ben 10, I'm dead. My sneak said that shit.
These niggas is false claiming clicks in gangs. That's nasty. That's nasty. That's nasty.
I'm not in this. I'm only
SB, and I made SB. My clique.
I've been in a club throwing up 4PF. I'm not in this.
I think every nigga has done that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I've done that.
I've been in a club throwing up 4PF. I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been in a club throwing up my 4PFs, but it's okay. You know,
I don't none of that shit. You never hear me address niggas as my slime or slatty, because no, I'm not none of that shit. I am not a blood.
Slatty.
What about Lil Bro?
Is that gangster?
All right. What about? wait. What about throwing up R&B gangs?
What the fuck? Like Boys to Men?
Yes.
What about
like
Jagged
Edge? What? Like this Brent Fires? I feel like Brent Fires has a crew. We can falsely claim in the club. How do y'all feel about throwing up
like the
R&B
weekend, like the Weekend XO?
Yeah, like the crew. Like, what do we throw up XO? Ethan, can I throw up XO? Can I throw up XO? Am I allowed to throw up XO? Can I throw up XO? If I'm in the club,
can you throw up the Weekend XO?
Yeah. Can I? when Low Life comes on,
R&B is definitely not gangster.
When Low Life comes on, can I throw up XO? I don't even know how to throw this. Do we just go like this? Do we go like this? Do we go like this to the camera? Is that appropriate? Is that appropriate?
I guess at that point you're not false claiming the gang.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just
talking about R&B. Like y'all don't look like some
believers. They call us believers.
That's crazy. Anyway,
yeah, that is a believer.
Any fucking ways.
Throwing up the believers is crazy.
Y'all niggas are actually in them clicks. Nothing but respect. 4PF, 4K Trey, OTA. If y'all niggas were actually from that shit, in that shit, I got nothing to say to y'all. Yeah, y'all dick sucking, false claiming ass niggas, hop off they nuts. All right, what the comments saying?
That was beautiful.
Yes. We gotta get out this house.
Oh, wow. The smoke alarm is on. There it goes. Anyway. Yeah, what's chat saying? What's chat saying?
SB
all we day. Need a gang sign. Hold on. I'm gonna look up gang signs that aren't tanking. Tanking. We're gonna go gang signs that. Wait, Mikey, can you look up gang signs that are not taken, please?
There's gonna be a bunch of niggas in Houston false claiming SB.
Oh, saying they something they not.
I put on reaction.
No. Go to chat.
Just go to chat. I'm fucking playing. I'm playing too much. Wait, what? Why do I need an
SB fire alarm? Number was a believer when he was 7. Don't get it messed up. I forgot you had a dog.
So I do have a dog.
The same one?
Go up.
Shit. Nigga said free YW.
No, you don't have to go up. Just read it from the top. Go down. You can just read it. Read it from the top. From Oh yeah, I put succeed on purpose. That I meant like succeed, like cause that nigga sucks dick cause he snitches. Yeah.
Free YNW Melly.
Keep that nigga in jail, Maddie.
Sneakmaster said SB all day.
Lil bro ain't gangster. R&B is definitely not gangster.
Damn.
Sneakman can rap SB. Sneakman's a part of it.
Y'all talking about R&B like y'all don't look like some believers. SB all day.
He said Ben 10, I'm dead.
SB fire alarm.
Number was a believer when he was 7. That's hilarious.
Follow fire drill protocol.
Loki, we gotta end the stream now. It is time for us to go. We gotta end the stream now. Free Tory Lanez.
Free YNW Melly.
Keep that nigga in jail too. Keep that nigga in jail.
I'm not gonna lie, Melly was really about what he rapped. It was about that action.
Keep all.
He was really slanging that iron.
Keep all them niggas in jail for real, for real.
I'm kind of conflicted on that shit. Like niggas actually, like you listen to them niggas. You know what the niggas actually doing behind closed doors? Niggas don't lie in their raps.
You're kind of conflicted on whether YNW Belly should be locked up or not?
Not in particular. I'm like, how can you listen to the music and support the art when you know what comes like? All right, here's what I feel about it, right?
Okay, hold on. This is interesting. This is interesting.
But the niggas be on some, you know, oh, he's a menace when he gets locked, like, you know, when he gets locked up. Like, you know what these niggas is doing. Like, when Thug got caught up, I was surprised by none of the shit he was doing because he admitted to it in his songs.
Okay, what if we're talking about, like, their other style of music? Like, what if you like their R&B music? Like,
what is this R&B convo we're having?
No. What if you like their like YNW Melly has hella love songs that have nothing to do with Killing. Yes. Like a crazy amount of love songs that have nothing to do with Killing. If you like, you can still
Slang the Iron's a love song to his gun.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. What's it called? It's kind of a love song to his dead homie. If you really think about it, Murder on My Mind.
The one he allegedly killed.
Yeah. Murder on My Mind is low key a love song to his dead homie.
It's but that's free Tory Lanez.
That's
yo. That nigga's been in jail since like 2014.
Huh?
Melly, he's been in jail for a long time now, with no trial still.
Yes.
That nigga's been in jail for a minute.
Yeah, they have not took that to trial yet.
No, that's crazy.
But a lot of people are like fans of people's music that don't have to do with the killing. That don't have to do with the violence. I'm just saying. I think like when you're talking about
Like Thug?
Like Thug has a lot of music that has nothing to do with violence. And a lot of people are fans of Thug's music that has nothing to do with violence. Hot doesn't have anything to do with violence. We got the next topic. Trump reported that he is getting
arrested. Actually,
okay. Press minus. Yeah. Now we gotta get into it. Trump is getting arrested tomorrow. He posted on the Truth Social. I didn't put the message in. Damn. He posted on Truth Social that he will be arrested by the New York. New York. He's gonna get arrested by New York. And he's getting arrested for allegedly.
That shit smells so good,
dude. I can't.
What is it?
I don't know.
That shit smells good.
It's coming from your kitchen, though. I don't know what that is.
Somebody cooking up a storm right now. He got arrested for allegedly bribing. Out of all the things Trump did, he got arrested for allegedly bribing Stormy Daniels $135,000 to shut the fuck up. We know the history of this. She didn't shut the fuck up. And she actually, you know, reported. She told on this nigga. And
this is why you don't trust women in your operations, y'all. They will blab.
Yeah.
You can't trust two people, women and niggas who obsess over women or simp over women.
So women and other people about women.
And men who are powered by women.
So women and other people about women. Got you. Free that boy Trump, you know what I'm saying, till it's backwards. Free Trump till it's backwards. Do you think that the people are going to rebel? That is the opening question with the Trump situation. Do you think that the people are going to rebel?
His mugshot about to be fired.
Honestly, rebelling over this would be kind of stupid. Like, you can't rebel over the economy or something, or, you know, anything else.
No.
But I don't think so, to be honest. I don't think so.
Low key, if y'all are going to fight for January, I'm speaking to all of, this is the message to all the Proud Boys. If you're going to riot for January 6th because they stole the election, how are you going to let them take your president to jail? No president in the history of America has ever been put in prison. Not one.
Even Nixon didn't get put in prison.
Even Nixon, who did way fouler shit than bribe a porn star, if we're going to be honest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who crossed way more lines than bribe a porn star.
Yes.
How are you going to be a Proud Boy? How are you going to be a KKK member? How are you going to be any of these groups that ride? How are you going to be a real Trump supporter and ride out for the election, but let your president get arrested?
Them white nationalists in the mud right now.
What? Y'all gonna watch a president be put in handcuffs? We're gonna watch a USA president be put in handcuffs?
USA about to be looking like France tomorrow.
I wanna see it.
We'll see.
I wanna see it.
We'll see what happens.
Cause y'all had so much smoke. Y'all had so much smoke when y'all thought he was going to lose that election.
We'll see what happens. We'll see how much riders he really is.
I don't think they bought it.
I don't think about it either.
I don't think y'all got it in y'all. Honestly, you want me to keep it a bean with all y'all? Oh, press play on the thing. You want me to keep it a bean with y'all? I think y'all are pussy. I think y'all only went up there because y'all knew it wasn't going to be no resistance. Now it's some resistance. Now you got to fight.
The state.
Now they barricaded.
Now they got to fight the state.
Now they're ready for you. What do y'all come up with when they're ready for you? Because y'all came up with some hot shit when they wasn't ready.
Ireland to fight the police? Fight the National Guard?
Fight the Secret Service?
What y'all boys really finna do?
What y'all really about? Like, low key.
Is y'all gonna try and break Trump out of prison?
Yeah. If Trump is sitting behind bars, is somebody gonna free Trump? And I ain't talking about freeing Trump like normally. I'm talking about somebody gonna free that nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to see no violence, but this is what y'all called for. This is y'all agenda.
They've been talking a hot game. Oh, Democrats is soft. We're the real ones who really about shit. Oh, them niggas is pussy. We're really about it.
We're the snowflakes.
Yeah, they're the snowflakes.
Snowflake this is snowflake
they're
that.
They're the snowflakes. They're bitches. They're not about that. We got guns. We're really about this shit. Well, y'all better put them motherfuckers to the test. Huh?
Y'all better use y'all Second Amendment of rights. Because I don't think y'all are about it. I think y'all are all talk. I think y'all knew that no one was ready for January 6th. I think y'all knew that those Capitol Police was going to be on your side and give y'all tours through the fucking Capitol. I don't think y'all was about it.
Them Republican niggas fucking who stacked 20 guns in their house only use them when a black man walks through the neighborhood. When it's anything else, suddenly it's, oh, we got to abide by the law. Oh, the system.
I thought we was crash outs for Trump. I thought we would have crashed out for Donald Trump. I thought we was all on the same page. Me and Chris is in the white nationalist Discord. I'm gonna let it be known. Me and Chris are in the white nationalist Discord. We are on full infiltration, and we thought y'all was about it. Y'all came in our chat.
We got set for them niggas.
Oh yeah. Let me chill.
But our revenge will be coming.
But just know. Just know, with everything that I love, y'all talked so much shit after January 6th. You talked about how they were patriots, how Ashley Babbitt gave her life, how she did everything for the cause. What are you going to do now that your president is getting arrested? He's getting locked up, and you're gonna let it happen?
Bobby got put in a pack.
How many more packs do we need to smoke? Bobby got put in a pack. I love when Trump comes to the politics because it makes life so much better. Bro. Oh my God, it makes it so much more interesting. Trump getting arrested for bribing a porn star? Like what? Yeah. This Trump shit is great.
Bobby got put in a pack. Damn, taking some L's.
Oh, y'all want to read the chat?
Yeah, let's go chat. Let's go chat. Whew.
Hold on, I think I got this. No, don't click that.
Can't fucking wait, bro.
Safari.
I need that.
I bought a coupe. Pull it. Go up. You got to go up. There was a hella chance. I was seeing it. Not that far. Go down. Down.
I hated Trump at first. I hated Trump at first, not going to lie. You think it's going to be another January 6th? No.
Maybe arrested for the Epstein thing? No.
If that's the case, a lot of people got to be arrested.
Hey, let go of that bit when I let go. What's poppin'?
Capital Stone. Oh, y'all think they bought it. They take Capital 2.0.
Ah, they not bought it. Why y'all think they bought it? Mike, you think they going to storm the Capitol?
Probably not.
I don't think so either, bro. Like, I don't think these niggas is about this shit.
Looking
like
that France. Was their leader, bro. Like, after that shit, I don't even.
You say about to be looking like France tomorrow.
After January 6th, I think Trump supporters about it, they want smoke. Ooh. I'm calling them out. I want to see.
Proud Boys versus SWAT Black Ops. National Guard is too OD.
What y'all was doing in the white national Discord?
Y'all tell me I could have used my powers.
People trying to get their link back.
I want revenge. I want vengeance.
I think that bribe stuff is not it. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Griffin, what's poppin'? We get into this Trump thing. We get into that Trump thing.
Who did he bribe? A corn star.
He bribed Stormy Daniels for hush money. He tried to give Stormy Daniels hush money.
What a weird storyline. Such a weird storyline.
Dude, that's what he gets arrested for out of everything? Like, that's crazy. Like, that's what he goes down for? He's done so much shit. Like, inciting a riot on January 6th. And he gets arrested for giving a porn star money. I love America.
Ain't no country quite like mine.
I love this motherfucker. White national Discord is crazy. I'll send the vid that started it all. Bet. Put the vid in there, and then I'll have Mikey press it. Storm the courthouse. Yeah! We need a storm the courthouse 2023.
That's why I'm saying there's probably more to it.
A script-only American.
I mean, they were trying to get Trump for something for the longest. They kept on forcing and investigating him. So I guess they got him for something.
I think it is highly illegal to do that. Like, I think it is arrest. I think that is a arrestable offense. How do you say that? I think that is something that you can get arrested for.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that's like a lawsuit or like a, like what he's usually in, like tax evasion or, which you can get arrested for tax evasion too.
Paying a bank.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yo, this man has done so much. Like, oh, I miss Trump. I can't lie to y'all. I miss Trump, bro. The fact that this nigga is supposedly getting arrested tomorrow. And we got to light that pack. If he gets arrested, we're streaming tomorrow.
Oh, God. I'll be here.
Yes.
If he gets arrested, we're streaming tomorrow. There's no way. If they got Trump in hand, we're streaming tomorrow if they got Trump in handcuffs.
Yes, yes.
I'm just telling y'all right now. And we do not stream on Tuesdays. No. Y'all niggas know us. Next up in real news. Oh, speaking of people that got arrested, the ICC put a arrest warrant out for Putin.
Yeah.
Click that link. Is there a link? There should be a link right there. In the real news. Right there.
Yeah. This one?
No.
Putin arrest warrant.
No. You get a warrant. You get a warrant.
Press reaction.
Everyone gets a warrant.
So you can see it. Putin arrest warrant welcomes the ICC war crime charges. The U.S. The ICC. Oh, you got it.
The ICC accused President Putin of committing war crimes in Ukraine, something President Biden says the Russian leader has clearly done. The claims focus on the unlawful disappearance of children from Ukraine ever since Moscow's invasion in 2022.
There you go. Okay, that's all we.
Moscow's denied allegations and denounced the warrants as outrageous.
Okay. I have a. I'm gonna let you go first.
All right, so
go forward and then press minus.
So America basically said
then that press minus.
America basically said that Russia has committed war crimes and that they have violated a bunch of codes.
So the ICC, the international community,
put America was bombing kids in the Middle East. Were they committing war crimes?
For batteries, for heroin, for your opioids.
America has sponsored so many dictatorships. Were they committing war crimes? Mm. What gives America the fucking audacity?
I don't even.
The audacity.
I don't even.
Lack of self-awareness.
Tomorrow's going to be nuts.
To be like, y'all committing war crimes, you got to be locked up. If that's the case, Obama should be locked up. Bush should be locked up. Fuck it.
All of them, actually. To be honest, if you're going to put an arrest warrant out for Putin, ICC, if you're going to put an arrest warrant out for Putin, the next day I need to see an Obama arrest warrant.
I'm not going
to
lie. Yeah.
The next day, I'm a black man say this. The next day I need to see an Obama arrest warrant immediately. Immediately. Why do we not have an Obama arrest warrant? If deporting kids get you, is an international crime.
What about building cages for kids? Since we care about the kids all of a sudden. Y'all don't even care about kids.
Who put the most kids in cages ever? Obama.
Y'all don't even care about kids. They fake care about kids.
Do you know the accuracy of drone strikes? Do you know how many drone strikes the Obama administration
missed the target?
Do you know how many kids Obama killed? Do you know how many kids the Obama administration killed? What are we doing? And then, you know who's a part of that administration? A part of those killings? Biden, who has the audacity. What does Stephen A. Smith say? The unmitigated gall.
When I said we care about kids, there was a little asterisk. It was European white kids. That's what they should have put. They should have just been honest. And I wouldn't say nothing about it. There should have been an asterisk that said underneath in italic letters, white European kids. Kids in Africa? Nope. Kids in the Middle East? Nope. Latin American kids? Yeah. Nope.
Hey, he said the link. Sneak Man.
What's the link for?
This shit right here.
Oh, wow. That's the raid. He said start at 118.
Okay, bet.
Oh, wait, no, we'll do that in a second.
When they talk about war crimes and violations, they're talking about against white European people. Everything else is fair game.
if you kill little Middle Eastern children, just keep going along your day. Crazy. You're trying to help them get away from ISIS, even though the Taliban is in control of the government right now. Oh, because we're doing that for the overall good of humanity. We're doing it so much for the good of humanity that the Taliban is in control right now, just like they were in control.
They actually took our weapons we left behind.
They actually are doing more fucking shit than they were doing before.
We actually helped them niggas, actually, when you think about it.
They actually laughed at us as we went out of their country. Oh, if it's so fucked up, then why did we go after the wrong country? Because 14 people that were part of 9/11 were actually from Saudi Arabia?
We ain't say shit to Saudi Arabia about it. You know why? Because we need that oil.
And if the deportation of kids is a war crime, then God damn, we're in trouble.
Chris said, fuck them kids.
I need to see Biden with his hands behind his back right now. This is absolute, bro, the way that Americans stand on, like even when the whole Ukraine thing was happening, the way that Americans are like, oh my God, this is so trash. We literally just stopped doing this to countries like a year ago. We were literally just occupying a country and taking it over.
Nigga, what's the asterisk?
White Europeans.
War crimes are okay unless it's against white Europeans.
Bars, fuck out of here.
Talk to the peons, chat.
Chat.
Because them little brown kids been going through it. They've been killing them little brown kids for years. Almost 20. Almost in the wrong little brown kids.
It's like the 80s.
We're going to watch a raid in a second, Sneak. So, a lab in, I don't even know. Can you press the dark? I don't.
In bumfuck, who the fuck knows?
In somewhere where they have way too much time on their hands.
Somewhere in the U.S.
It should say under go up. Two men have a baby.
Oh, this.
Yep. Technically, this is clickbait. Two men didn't make a baby, but they made they created a mice with two fathers after making eggs from a male cell.
This is what our tax money is going to, y'all.
Scientists have created a mice with biological fathers by generating eggs from a male cell, a development that opens up a radical new possibilities for reproduction. All right, you can go back to the, yeah, then minus it. Yeah, then yeah, there you go. Now you get it. Yeah, they figured out how to make two men have a baby. This is never done before.
Yo, this cover is, bro. This is what I said, when are we getting the SB baby?
So now I want to know, when are we having babies with our homies? Because we're tired of these women, bro.
Is that even possible?
That's the whole point of this conversation.
Nick, did you read anything?
I ain't gonna lie, I was not paying attention.
I could tell. Anyways,
he said, "Is that even possible?" Like, what?
Like, what's this whole time? Okay,
they made it happen, nigga.
Right. Well, between rats.
Because a lot of y'all are going to take this to like the homosexual community. Yes. But what about grown 50-year-old men that haven't found a partner yet? And you know, they want to raise a baby with their other 50-year-old homie that doesn't have a partner. But nothing sexual. They just want to raise the baby. No. You know?
All right. So they didn't make this baby through sex.
Yes.
It was cell editing and shit. Yes. Like that. All right. So,
That's not homo. If you have a baby with your homie, that's not gay.
So the baby takes the features of both parents, and
yeah, you get to raise up, bro.
There's some questions now that I have now. You know, okay. As a scientist, I am unaccredited.
Yeah.
All right, so would this kid have defects?
No.
Lifespan of this kid? Would this kid be able to breed 75. Other kids?
Yes. It would be a normal kid.
Just a regular kid. Just a regular kid.
Just the attributes.
Just two fathers. Okay.
Yeah, but two fathers on some non-sexual shit. Like, okay. It wasn't like it was two fathers because, you know, it was two fathers because the homies just wanted to have a baby.
No cap? If I want a baby?
Yep.
And I can't find a woman?
Yep.
And I have a lot of money? I'll just...
We gotta leave.
I'll just pay a show to have my kid. I'll just pay a girl to have my kid.
No. Are you gonna pay the homies to have your kid?
I can't think of a single one of my homies I want raising my kid.
You don't.
I'm not gonna.
Wait. You wanna raise
your kid?
Oh, wait.
I will be damned if you raise my kid.
Me?
I will be damned.
Yo, low key? Nigga, you wanna raise a kid with me? Why would you not raise a kid with me?
I don't think so.
Why you wouldn't raise a kid with me, bro?
I'm a good man, E.
I'll take the baby before I raise the baby with you, my nigga. I'll raise the baby with an OnlyFans model before I raise the baby. Ethan's a better father than you. You don't think Ethan's a better father than you?
This nigga, no.
I think I'll be a way better father than you.
There's no way you don't think Ethan's a better father than you.
No, bro.
There's no way you don't think Ethan's a better father than you.
Whoa, there's no way you don't think Ethan's a kid?
Hell yeah. Oh, okay. I need to hear this argument. Why are you a better father than Ethan? This is so good. I'm here for this.
But I have more younger brothers than you. It's already.
You don't raise them, niggas.
I didn't raise them, but I low-key, you know, could take care of them, like, when I was young to now. Like, I still watch over them.
You have the emotional intelligence to raise a kid.
Okay, I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
So wait, do you think you are more emotionally mature than Ethan in the ability to raise a kid?
No. All I'm saying is I think I
have you demonstrated good leadership abilities in your life?
In my family, yeah.
Outside of your family.
But this is about fatherhood.
Ooh.
Give your argument. I actually want to. What do you think you'll
be? Why do you think you're a better father than him?
I'm intellectually driven.
Okay.
I'm not emotionally led.
Okay.
I don't so get like emotional.
Giving an interview.
Why should you have my baby?
Why should you have my baby?
Have a baby by me, baby, be a baby.
Hey. Baby, baby, baby. Have a baby by me and get $150 a week. Get $150 a week.
Have a baby by me, baby, and be broke as hell.
You still didn't give me a reason.
Yeah, you ain't gave me a reason, bro.
Why would I be a good father?
Why would you be? And then I'm going to give my reason on why I think I would be the best. Actually, no weird shit. I think you'd be a better father than me right now.
Good in a sense of discipline.
Oh, right now? Hell no, I'm not going to be a better father.
We're talking right now.
I thought you meant like in the future.
Who gives a fuck about 20 years from now, nigga?
Nigga, you could grow into a great, you know what I'm saying? Be a great father.
You could.
We don't, with the path you're going right now.
it's not a good start for you, but.
With the path you're going right now, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't count on it, but like anything is possible. Look, Bron came back from 3-1. Never forget.
Oh,
Twitter is a lot to develop as a man.
LeBron is my savior.
We could actually grow up and see you make good decisions.
That is true.
Okay, I'm not gonna be a father, so let's.
No, I'll say we could say one day you could like one day I could look at one of Mikey's. Actually, he did that the other day. We was on the phone and he was like, "Hey, what happens if I miss it?" That was a good decision.
That was a good decision
that I didn't expect to come from this nigga. That was a good decision.
That shows subtle growth.
It did.
I guess
slightly.
It did. Then came here today and did some fuck shit, but. It was something, you know, baby steps. We can't talk about the fuck shit on the podcast. We'll talk about it off air or on the Patreon, because that's always fun.
What fuck shit?
You didn't do fuck shit, but you did some shit that I was like, wow, he's still the same.
Today?
Yes. Not to us. Okay. Nigga, who was you talking to when you came here?
On the phone?
Yeah. Your? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. Now that we've,
why would I be a good father?
Why would you be? And then we're gonna finish. Why would you be a good father?
Emotional intelligence,
uh-huh.
Advice,
uh-huh.
Good at discipline.
Ooh.
Discipline myself.
Okay.
Should I continue?
No, I think. Yeah. Why would I be a good father for the SB baby? Because you know, have a baby while me be a millionaire. Honestly, I feel like I do a really good job of balancing like caring and being. A disciplined figure in the child's life. Like, my mother allowed me to have a voice in my home, and I feel like I would really give my child a voice and a place to really communicate openly with me. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga will have a non-binary child.
I hope so. I hope the nigga gay as fuck. I don't give a fuck. I really, like, also, like, to answer the age-old question of gay son, thought daughter, gay son all the way.
I think you're gonna sound cool with both. Whoa. I'm like, you're on your own with that one, my nigga. Whoa. You are on your own with that one.
No. Gay son all the way. I would rather have a gay conservative son.
I thought he was gonna be like, gay son, daddy, well, I want both.
I want my son to be gay and my
daughter to be a thought.
No, like, I just want my kids to be happy, honestly. Like, I want my kids to be happy and I want my kids to not blow away all the money I'm gonna create for them. I don't think that's a crazy thought.
Thoughts and opinions?
Yeah.
Thoughts and opinions?
Yeah.
No thoughts and opinions for you? Okay. Yeah, I want my kids to know how to make mature decisions, to be responsible, and not be too sexually fucking promiscuous.
Yeah, no.
Son or daughter. And because if I have a son who like smashes all the time and gets like the film out of having sex, I low-key failed.
I know my son's gonna smash a slut though. You know, I know my son's gonna smash a slut. No. I'm glad you didn't speak. Cause whatever was in your mind was wrong. It was not the right thing to say.
Like, well, my son wanna let some shawty out? Of course.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know my son's gonna let some shawty out.
Should he be banging two bitches a day to feel fulfillment in his life? No.
No, no. Should he be spending thousands of dollars on dating Tinder? Apps?
Yes. No.
No.
Should he be so lonely as to bring bitches to his place every night?
No.
No.
We have failed.
Should he wear fake contacts?
Should he perm his hair? I have failed. If my son
has permed his hair
and wears fake contacts, I did not teach that nigga he was black. Oh God! What an
interesting piece. What are comments talking about?
What is the comments talking about? Hazel, then we gonna get Hazel Eyes is crazy. What is comments? Let's look at the comments.
Oh shit!
That's funny. Oh shit. These niggas are crazy.
Oh, this is a good.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Chris still traumatized. I feel that.
When are we getting the SB baby? No.
Hey.
Clickbait. How is it possible that y'all make it homunculus? Scientists with the intrusive thoughts, but they got government funds for it too. Full Metal Alchemist. So theoretically, men can have kids by themselves?
Theoretically, yes.
Yes,
theoretically. That's what science is trying to tell us. I don't know why science is trying to tell us that, but theoretically, that is what science is trying to tell us.
What's also for making an NBA All-Star?
Heterosexual partners are cool.
So the kid's going to be a boy. Cause that kid's gonna be little, no bitches.
Chris, let's make the next. They're really LeBron gonna part of the
year award, but these motherfuckers got no kids. Stickman, do you have kids?
That's a good question.
You have kids? Anyone in the chat actually have kids?
Wait, who said we're gonna make the next LeBron? Like low key, I would.
I don't think any nigga in this chat actually have these niggas actually have kids.
Nigga, y'all niggas don't got genes to make LeBron. These niggas in the chat.
Oh, I was thinking I.
No,
you're 6'4"?
You're so unathletic.
Probably. Dude, you know how athletic my family is, though? My brother.
Oh, never mind.
The fuck?
Actually, nah.
I'm the only one who has athletic genes in my family. My sister could be a D1 track star. Mm. And my brother is a D1 athlete.
What happened to you?
Huh? I just got tall. So if you get the tall with the, what's it called? And my girl tall. My girl not athletic, though. My girl's 5'8".
That is tall for a girl.
She's 5'8"?
Yeah.
She's not 5'8".
Because I'm 6'4".
Yeah. I'm not 6'4", I'm 5'5", never mind. But I'm 5'5", so how, anyways.
Wait, are you 6'3", or 6'4"?
6'4".
You're 6'4". We're the same height, nigga.
I'm 5'5".
Thank you to everybody who's came in here. You know, thank you for Ethan for, you know, showing up, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for Mikey for showing up, you know? Shout out to Maddie. Maddie been in this bitch hella consistent, bro. Fucking with the Sneak.
Shout out to Suburbanland, SB Nation.
Chris, the only unpaid intern. Chris, the only paid intern.
Hey.
Chris, Sneak, we trying to get you paid too, but we got to figure out a job for you.
Yeah, so we're trying to get all our niggas paid.
Yeah, we trying to get everybody paid. Odesh been in here. Fucking Britt was in here earlier and shit.
Britt, what's up?
What up, Britt? Ren always in this motherfucking. Ren ain't got nowhere else to be though. Numbers always in this bitch. Numbers, if you're in Houston, we're gonna have a meetup.
At the All American game?
Yes, sir.
I need to buy tickets to that.
We're gonna have a meetup at the All American game. I love you niggas. After seeing that, I'm surprised y'all was so inviting for the SB community. Let me join the Discord the same day I followed y'all. Oh, yeah. Nah. That shit was wild, bro. That shit was. I ain't gonna lie. For a while, anytime somebody joined the Discord,
I was like, is you a real person? Like, you know, I was very territorial.
Facts. We love you niggas. We about to shoot the Patreon. Bullshit a little bit. Y'all know the vibes.
Oh, I found tickets. Let's see how much these are.
And now. Love you niggas.